Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 86. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 44. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 71. Lots of sunshine and dry Wednesday and Thursday, low 90s, Wednesday, low 80s by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. There was a lockdown at Brownwood High School last week. Julio Flores has more.
Brownwood ISD Superintendent Dr. Joe Young talking about the lockdown.
As you mentioned, we had a issue yesterday at the high school where we received a notification from the police department of a perceived threat to the campus. We always take those things seriously as far as whether they're active or whether they're happening or whether it's just a threat. We take those things very serious. We practice these things. We have drills, but we have operation plans. We have discussions all the time about these kind of issues.
Sound courtesy of KOXE. I'm Lou Flores.
Evergy has sent around 120 line crews and support staff to Kentucky to restore power after Hurricane Helene. Kansas crew left Saturday morning for eastern Kentucky to help AEP in restoring power, and another 200 contractors who work with Evergy went to Indiana to help restore power there. In all, there are 50,000 extra workers from 30 states. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something. Whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes as long as it's coming from love. Then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Two new grants from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, will fund the development of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, educator workshops at Fort Hays State University. A grant submitted through NASA's Kansas Space Grant Consortium by Paul Adams, Dean of the College of Education, and Ann Noble, Director of Fort Hays State University Science and Mathematics Education Institute, will fund a Lego robotic workshop for Western Kansas teachers. The $16,739 award will provide teachers with a robotic kit, training on how to work with their students and robots, and support to prepare teams to participate in the Science and Mathematics Education Institute Western Kansas Robotics Competition taking place in March 2025. Teachers will also learn about NASA's engineering programs, their use of robots, and potential careers in robotics that teachers can share with their students. A second grant submitted by Janet Stramel, a professor, and Edna Shutt Williams, the endowed chair of teacher education, along with Ann Noble, will support teacher training and professional development in Western Kansas. The Wind Wizards Learning About Renewable Energy grant will fund a renewable energy workshop for teachers scheduled for October 10th and 11th. Stramel said the Wind Wizards workshop will equip middle school teachers with the tools and knowledge to bring renewable energy into the classroom. And by focusing on hands-on learning and real-world applications, this grant can help teachers inspire the next generation of STEM leaders, especially from underrepresented communities, as they explore careers in sustainable energy. The $15,964 award will provide teachers with a KidWind kit, training on how to work with their students with the kits, and support to prepare teachers and students for the 2025 Kansas KidWind Challenge, a challenge focused on designing and producing materials to help teachers bring clean energy to life in their classrooms. Along with the instruction from a renewable energy expert, teachers will learn about STEM careers related to wind energy to share with their students. Governor Kelly joined the Kansas Office of Veteran Services to honor more than 6,500 fallen Kansan service members and their families, saying for Kansas's Gold Star families, there are no words or gestures that can ease the pain of such a loss or fill the void left in their homes and in their hearts. That will never go away. She said Gold Star Mothers and Families Day is an important reminder that the cost of freedom is enormous and enduring, even long after the battles to protect it have ended. This was the third annual Kansas Gold Star Remembrance and Recognition Ceremony at the State House following Governor Kelly's signing of Senate Bill 330 in the spring of 2022, establishing a Kansas Gold Star Families Memorial on State House grounds. The movement was unveiled that September on the Veterans Walkway, which runs along the south lawn of the State House. In addition to her remarks, Governor Kelly laid a wreath in respect to the families and their loved ones, and Kansas Gold Star families and guests in attendance were invited to lay flowers to honor their family members and service members who gave their lives for our nation. According to a media release from the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, law enforcement is investigating after human skeletal remains were located in rural Wilson County. Just after 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the Neodosia Police Department requested the Kansas Bureau of Investigation's assistance after they located skeletal remains in a pasture east of 6554 Ottawa Road in Neodosia. Kansas Bureau of Investigation agents and the crime scene response team responded to the area, and investigators confirmed the remains were human. An autopsy is scheduled, though positive identification may take longer than typical cases due to the condition of the remains. Anyone with information about this investigation is asked to call the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME, and anonymous tips can be submitted online at kbi.ks.gov/SAR. In Nebraska news, the University of Nebraska Board of Regents has announced that they will be meeting this week to discuss the sale of alcohol at Memorial Stadium. And contingent upon approval, Husker Athletics intends to move forward with plans to offer alcohol at events for the 2025-2026 season. President Jeffrey P. Gold, M.D., said this is the next step as they consider how best to meet their fans' expectations, to carefully monitor safety, and at the same time, bring Nebraska in line with their peers in today's changing college athletics landscape. Dr. Gold said the university will use a portion of the revenues generated from alcohol sales to increase its investment in alcohol safety programs. In 2022, the board voted to amend its policy regarding alcohol on university property. The change allowed alcohol at designated athletic events with the stipulation that the administration would circle back to have each individual event approved through the board. The board has approved alcohol sales at Pinnacle Bank Arena for Husker men's and women's basketball, as well as Haymarket Park for Husker baseball and softball. In addition, Regents approved alcohol sales at the 2022 Big Ten Wrestling Championships at Pinnacle Bank Arena and at Volleyball Day in Memorial Stadium in 2023, and alcohol has also been sold safely at Maverick hockey games, with no major alcohol-related incidents occurring at any of those events. Currently, Nebraska is the only Big Ten institution that isn't approved to sell alcohol at football games. According to an FFA crash report, just after 6 p.m. on Wednesday, a Bell 206 helicopter struck power lines and went down on the edge of the Platte River at Road 755 and the Platte River. The crash report said there wasn't one person, a flight crew member, on board the helicopter who suffered only minor injuries, and the Dawson County Sheriff's Office said the individual was transported to Lexington Regional Hospital. The Sheriff's Office said the name of the pilot is not being released at this time. A search of FFA records shows the helicopter is registered to Provine Helicopter Service, Incorporated of Greenwood, Mississippi, and the sheriff's office said the helicopter was spraying an herbicide in the Platte River for vegetation control. They said the helicopter struck Dawson public power transmission lines, resulting in the lines falling across the interstate, and the interstate was then closed in both directions from the Cozad to Lexington exits. Dawson Public Power District said the outage affected about 1,000 meters in the Lexington area, and the power district said crews were dispatched but had to let emergency responders clear the roads first. Power was restored by 8 p.m. on Wednesday. The FFA is investigating the crash. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to begin work on the first phase of a modernization project on approximately 6 miles of K-23 in Sheridan County this week. The project will involve full-depth reconstruction of the pavement into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders starting near Road 70S and extending north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie. The bridges spanning Sand Creek and the South Fork Solomon River will also be replaced. Work will be phased across multiple construction seasons, with most activity occurring off of the roadway in 2024. Daily lane closures may be necessary at times, and traffic will be directed by flaggers in those instances. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close the highway in March 2025 and reopen in late fall, and a state route detour will be in effect during the closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date. The project is expected to be fully completed in early 2026. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee, which includes Norton, Phillips, and Rooks counties, will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will take place tomorrow, Tuesday, October 1st at 12 p.m., through a Zoom meeting. The agenda for this meeting will include a discussion of the Kansas Water Authority strategic implementation process efforts, updates from the Kansas Water Office, and updates from the RAC members. The agenda and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross-country team at the Norton Invitational that was held on Thursday, September 26th, includes for the girls' team results, Norton placed first with 23 points, Hoxie placed second with 48 points, and Goodland placed third with 52 points. The individual results for the Norton girls, Emma Collins placed first, Kaysen Miller placed third, Savannah Rumback placed eighth, Cassidy McLean placed 10th, Lorelei Granberry placed 14th, Danica Frick placed 23rd, and Natalie Simmons placed 35th. The boys' team results includes Quinter placing first with 29 points, Hoxie placing second with 48 points, and Norton placing third with 82 points. The individual results for the Norton boys, Tyler Stewart placed 6th with a personal record, Max Carter placed 14th, Jace Bailey placed 15th, Elvis Green placed 25th, Bruxton Eisenhagen placed 31st, Noah Lanier placed 33rd, and in junior varsity, Michael Urban placed 4th. Funeral services for Howard Skimper, 79 of Norton, will be held at 10 a.m. today, Monday, September 30th, at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton County EMS and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. We do have a couple of announcements we'd like to let everyone know about. There will be no meals today at the Senior Center. No meals today at the Senior Center due to illnesses. And we were notified that PDRA Road will be closed from Highway 283 to the PDRA Club. It will not be closed. It will be under construction. And also, there will be construction from the Goodyear store to the landfill. The road will be open, but there is construction today and tomorrow, so please use extra caution when you're taking 283 on PDRA Road to the PDRA Club, or you're on the road from the Goodyear to the landfill. There is construction today and tomorrow. Please use caution. The roads are open. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 86 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become north in the afternoon. The winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 44 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with a high near 71. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 91. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 82. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 77. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 87. And on Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97. And the dew point is 48 degrees. And the current wind chill is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas head basketball coach Bill Self joined the Field of 68 After Dark podcast this week and talked about what he is liking about his team this season when it comes to the depth they have compared to what the depth they didn't have last year when it comes to experienced players they got in the transfer portal.
I want 8 starters. I want 8 guys that are good enough that if something happens, they're good enough to be a starter at Kansas. They're good enough to be a good player in our league. And you know what? We'll be much more productive with Hunter and with Juan and with KJ and those guys if they're not playing 36, 37 minutes a game. Hey, let's get their numbers down a little bit. We recruited pretty well. I mean, our 2 freshmen are good, and one of them has a chance to be special. And then we did fairly well in the portal. So I actually think that we addressed our needs to the point where if something negative does happen, it won't derail us like it did last year.
Kansas opens up the season against Arkansas with an exhibition game on October 25th, another exhibition game October 29th versus Washburn before they open up the regular season at home against Howard on Monday, November 4th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. And when you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgrow farmer. Like you, Asgrow brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.